Okay, the college football conversation continues at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And yes, we have certainly hit the gridiron very hard. Right now, we're going to narrow our focus. We're going to head to Austin and get the insight on the Texas Longhorns as they are looking to restore their mental, their physical toughness. They want to get back to the top of the mountain in college football. And always a pleasure to have back with us from Horns Illustrated. And that, of course, is Steve Habel, the big season ahead. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve.
Thanks, Alyssa. Appreciate you having me on again.
Well, there certainly is a lot of speculation on how the season will unfold for the Longhorns. In your mind, what is the best-case scenario in 2014?
Well, the best-case scenario is for Texas to be able to play like the Louisville team that Charlie Strong coached last year, play like that by this season. I don't know if that's possible. You know, I happened to be home on a random Saturday night last weekend and caught the Louisville-Miami game last year in the Russell Athletic Bowl. That team just dominated Miami. And, you know, the coaches that we now see at Texas, so many of them, are coaching those kids up, you know, a lot of enthusiasm. And, you know, we see a lot of that, what we can see at Texas, and we expect some of that from those guys. But I don't know, it's just maybe a little bit early to think a team can be that in tune with its coaching staff and with itself so early.
Well, I have to tell you, Steve, I mean, I'm very anxious to learn more about head coach Charlie Strong and the impact that he's going to have. But looking at the scouting reports, I mean, what is Texas? What are they going to be really, really good at?
Well, that's something we have to figure out. You know, they've got great linebacker play on the defense. They've got some guys coming back, Jordan Hicks coming back from a series of injuries over the past 3 years. He's going to be a team leader. They've got Steve Edmund, who's been a stalwart there. You know, they've got good secondary play with Quandre Diggs, who's a senior quarterback. You know, been a leader on that team. It's hard to believe he's been on that team for 4 years, but it's his fourth year coming up. You know, David Ash is a positive situation if he's healthy. We don't know if that's the case or not. Running back, they've got two great guys with Jonathan Gray and Malcolm Brown. So, I mean, that would probably be the strength of the team at this point.
Defense, running the ball, but one of the things we heard Coach Strong talk a lot about at the Big 12 Media Days in Dallas is just having toughness, having grit, the togetherness, the trust. I mean, those are obviously essential ingredients in order to be a winner. Steve, is it fair to say that perhaps over the past few years, I mean, I'm a big Mac Brown fan, that the program got a little bit soft? I mean, is that okay to say?
Well, that's definitely the knock that's on them right now, Alyssa. It was hard to believe, since we were all so close to Mac Brown, to think that he let the team get soft, but it's a possibility. You know, he had a run, you know, a revolving door of coaches in there the last couple of years to try to fix what happened during their 5-7 year three or 4 years back. But it's you know, the team is obviously walking a different walk now and talking a different talk. It just depends on if they can do that when the lights really go on August the 30th.
Okay, so Steve, talk some more to us about Charlie Strong. Obviously, a defensive-oriented guy. He brings that mindset, that tough love approach. But I thought it was very interesting. And I have to ask you, I mean, did he irritate the Texas fan base by his statement that the Longhorns, that they're not going to be in a national championship game this year?
Well, I think that some people were kind of taken aback by that. But, I mean, the realists understand that that's exactly where Texas is. I mean, whenever you're not winning conference games and haven't won, you know, the Big 12 since 2009, and it's a hard thing to say that you're going to go win the national championship, especially with so many question marks on the team. I think Strong is a straight shooter. You know, I think given time that Texas will be a great team under Charlie Strong. I don't know how long that's going to be. You know, they've got a tough schedule this year to deal with.
They do, yeah.
First year.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of factors going into that, and I think Strong is just being more of a realist than anything else.
Yeah, I want to talk about that schedule here in just a moment, but let me ask you, I mean, Steve, you've been a part of this program, and you've covered it for so many years. I mean, what does your gut tell you in terms of how far are the Longhorns from competing, once again, like in 2005, competing for a national title?
Well, you know, I think, like I said before, I think they got to be able to compete for a Big 12 conference title first. And, you know, the teams in front of them, just because Charlie Strong is at Texas, they're not taking any steps back. You know, Coach Stoops has got a great squad at Oklahoma, as he showed last year in his bowl game. You know, Baylor's great. Tech is still coming. I mean, it's not a situation where we're working in a bubble here, Alyssa. You know that as well as I do.
Sure.
There's great teams all around them. And, you know, they've got to play a lot of those guys on the road this year. So, I mean, you know, it would be great if there was a five-year plan to get Texas back to the national championship. I don't know if that's even realistic at this point.
You know, I make that statement, but I found it interesting that Coach Strong has warned the players, do not get caught up into expectations, but get into have it be all about preparation. I mean, don't put any unnecessary pressure on yourself and on the team.
Well, you know, football, 95% of football, Alyssa, is about what teams do in practice. You know, that's stuff that people don't see. They're away from the fans' eyes. And we had the opportunity to see Strong team practice last Sunday in an open practice at Memorial Stadium. And they spent the first 25 minutes just on basic one-on-one hitting drills. And it was pretty impressive to see those guys going after each other with a desire that we hadn't seen in a long time. You know, it's football is a hard, hard sport. I mean, when you're talking about the heat of the Texas summer down here, it's 109 degrees. You know, the heat index, and it's a. This is kind of what separates the contenders from the pretenders, and we'll see what happens. You know, again, like I say, when North Texas and Texas kick off on August 30th.
Well, certainly looking forward to that game, and it is great knowing that defensively and their ability to run the ball. But obviously, what the biggest concern is going to be the offensive line. I mean, they've got to do a better job of protecting the quarterback and David Ash.
Well, everything starts with the offensive line, Alyssa. You know that as well as I do. She's not. You're not blocking for quarterback or running back, then you know it's not going to get the yards. I know that Coach Strong's offense is going to be more of a short pass, run the ball, you know, quick stuff offense. You know, but that's a change from what they've had here in the past. So it's it's going to take a little time, but the offensive line is good. I mean, they've got some great offensive linemen. It's just a matter of those guys can gel and how fast they can do it.
Can you give us a pulse on and a quick hit on David Ash? I mean, a little bit, how does he look? I mean, obviously the news is that he's healthy, but, I mean, he really is the guy that can make it happen and get the Longhorns in the hunt.
Yeah, and Alyssa, I think that David Ash is the difference between Texas being a 7-5 or 6-6 team and maybe a 3-9 team, to be quite honest with you. There, you know, nobody really knows exactly what Ash is going to happen when he's actually under fire. I mean, he's had concussion syndrome last year, and what happens when he takes those first couple of hits will determine how good he is. I mean, we don't get to see a lot of him. In practice, he's got a black jersey on. He's not getting touched. He's throwing the ball well. He had a good spring until he hurt his foot. So it's a matter of, you know, when he gets under somebody actually that wants to do some damage to him, we'll see what happens.
So David Ash is the projected starter, but what do you like about him the most? What do you like about David?
Well, Ash is tough. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's smart. He likes playing quarterback at Texas. That's why he came here. I mean, he'd tell you that to your faces. He didn't want to go anywhere else. He wanted to play quarterback for Texas, so he has his wish. And he's a, you know, I think when he's in the flow of the game and he's healthy, then he's probably one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the conference, you know, behind Petty, behind Knight maybe. But there's, it's just a matter of him doing that. I mean, sometimes he does boneheaded things. You know, it's like everybody else does.
Oh yeah. But
at this point, he's a fourth-year junior because of his injury, so he should be over a lot of the boneheaded mental stuff that he was doing in the past. It's just a matter of his body and his physical conditioning will allow him to do what he wants to do.
Well, it's going to be exciting to watch how the season unfolds. And as you said, I mean, they've got a very ambitious schedule. Kicking off August 30th, North Texas, and that is one of those tricky teams you just certainly cannot overlook. Steve Habel has been with us, the associate editor with Horns Illustrated. Always a pleasure, Steve, and we look forward to catching up again real soon, okay?
Thanks, Alyssa. Take care.
That, of course, was Steve Habel, the associate editor with Horns Illustrated. We want to take time now to thank all of our guests and our lineup. They were certainly amazing. Mitch Light, the executive editor with Athlon Sports. Joe Castiglione, the VP and director of athletics at the University of Oklahoma. Buddy Martin, columnist with SouthernPigskin.com. Bill Ingram, the senior NBA analyst with Basketball Insiders. And Jason Peter, who joins us each and every week. Of course, we want to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadioSports and our podcast page at YahooSportsRadio.com. /podcast. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, the Big E Sports Show.